In review. In review. Toronto can soon start to breathe easier, as the city's civil workers' strike is now over. The provincial government intervened in the ongoing dispute between the city and their workers' unions because negotiations were going nowhere. All this affected major city services like garbage pickup, swimming pools, and kids' camps. You could tell Ontario Premier Ernie Eves was ecstatic to get the strike settled when he delivered his speech to the legislature.
I think the important thing now, Mr. Speaker, is to get those people who are employees of the City of Toronto, all 25,000 of them, back to work as quickly as possible so that we can make sure that the city is not only cleaned up, but that there are all these services that should be available to the citizens of Toronto and its visitors as quickly as possible so that we can prevent any potential health hazard from occurring and people can get back to their normal lives. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The Liberal opposition, The Liberal opposition also chimed in with the Premier's comments, though expressed some regret that the strike was not able to be resolved on its own.
I'm glad that very soon children will be able to go to daycare and to swim in the city's wading pools and to participate in summer camps. But I'm angry that it had to come to the Speaker.
Either way, the garbage is going to be gone by next week.
Winnipeg
is known as Canada's mosquito capital. It's a tradition to feverishly slap on the bug repellent in the city before stepping outdoors, where unprotected skin can receive up to 3 mosquito bites per minute. But news that the bugs are now carrying the potentially deadly West Nile virus is shaking the city. An infected crow that died in downtown Winnipeg was found to test positive for the mosquito-borne virus. Manitoba's medical officer of health made this thorough announcement in a press conference.
We were notified of a presumptive positive bird for West Nile virus in the city of Winnipeg, and we thought we would relay this information.
But we've had the West Nile virus present in Ontario for a while now. It crossed over from the New York area. 2 years ago, a 75-year-old Toronto man died after contracting the virus in New York. But so far, no one has died from contracting West Nile in Canada. So don't get too worried and lock yourself indoors. Less than 1% of mosquitoes carry the virus, and it usually only presents a danger to the elderly or those with weakened immune systems. A Winnipeg-based representative with Health Canada told the CBC the exact same thing.
It's not a situation where we should be overly concerned, but people should take protective measures. I mean, coming from Winnipeg, you mean you have to take protective measures just to exist outside.
The newest Sesame Street Muppet will be brought to you by the letters H, I, and V. Entertainment trade paper Variety reports that in September, a Muppet infected with the AIDS virus will debut on Takalani Sesame, the version of Sesame Street that airs in South Africa, where an estimated 1 in 9 people is infected with HIV. The new Muppet might also appear in other countries, including Mexico and Russia. There was no clear decision on whether the character will appear on the North American version of Sesame Street. The Osbournes are coming to Canadian network television in the fall with all their cursing intact. MTV viewers in the U.S. and its Canadian sister station on digital cable currently broadcast the show bleeping out the famously dysfunctional family's foul language. The Osbournes will air Tuesdays at 10 p.m. with strongly worded advisories throughout each episode. We can't f***ing wait.